one of the other issues with men especially is that when they do attempt suicide, they are more likely to choose a more lethal method. And so that is part of the reason why suicide rates are higher in men. But the issue of depression and mental health is something that we can tackle, right? I mean, it's not an intractable problem. We can address it, but there has to be a shift and there has to be an acknowledgement among doctors and among family members that men get depressed too, and men need mental health support. And men have to be taught, boys have to be taught, that you don't have to be strong all the time and that you can ask for help. But I don't want to blame men. I don't want to make it sound like, well, you know, it's up to you to figure out. There is a structural problem here.
One of the deep ironies that's kind of revealed itself to me as we've been having this conversation is that kind of across the board, if you're a man, there's a strong likelihood that you are going to live a shorter life than a woman. But is it not also true that the studies, the medical studies that sort of, you know, unpack deeper insights into how we live and how our bodies function, like, aren't those predominantly sort of done on men? Like, they're doing the research on us, and we're the ones sort of dying sooner anyway. It just feels like there's this kind of a tension there that I don't really understand.
I mean, that is a puzzle. And it is true that over the years, men have been more represented in medical research than women. And that often has stemmed from this patriarchal notion that women were really too delicate to be put into medical studies, or that you might affect their ability to have a child, or they might be pregnant, and we really shouldn't bring women into medical research. So I don't want to say that there aren't problems. But what is odd is that men have largely been represented in medical research, and they're studying things like heart disease, and yet we still don't really understand why men develop heart disease much sooner than women at a much younger age. Much younger age. The gap in heart disease and heart attacks starts to close around 70 with men and women, but before that, men have a much higher rate. And when you think about all the research that has been done on men and heart disease, it's kind of shocking. We're not asking the right questions, apparently. We're not approaching it in the right way.